أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. The central theme of the surah was we must not cause any inconvenience, hurt and trouble to Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the surah is ending and Allah Ta'ala very beautifully again brings back that same theme in a very beautiful way, that just like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had gone against Musa alayhi salam, oh you people, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't cause hurt and harm to your Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, Allah addresses the people of this ummah, those who believe, la takunu kal ladhina aadhu Musa, tum mat ho un jaise jinhone sataya Musa ko. Don't be like those people who had troubled, who caused inconvenience, hurt and harm to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people, the Bani Israel, went to such an extent that in one majlis of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had paid a woman, a prostitute woman, and told her to stand up in that majlis and claim that the child that was born to her, that Musa alayhi salam is the father. So much they had caused great injury and harm and tried and hurt the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So like those people did that, Allah warns us that you don't hurt your Nabi in any way whatsoever. While he was alive, after he has left this world, outwardly what your actions from your heart and thoughts also, don't inconvenience and hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever. فَبَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. پھر بے عیب دکھلایا اس کو اللہ نے ان کے کہنے سے. Allah Ta'ala showed him to be completely pure and clean and innocent of all the false accusations they had made, etc. Like that, all the men of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and the true followers also, they will always have enemies. Never be amongst the enemies of the friends of Allah. Be amongst the friends of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And all those enemies, nowhere were their names taken. They are completely forgotten and lost in history. But the men of Allah are shining out till today. Long, long after their lives, still they shine out and Allah keeps them alive. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. اور تھا اللہ کے یہاں آبرو والا. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a righteous, upright person, a man of great respect and honor by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah bestowed that honor on him in this world, and Allah kept his name alive. And those who were against him, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them and destroyed the names also. In the same way, what our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the men who follow the Anbiya righteously, Allah Ta'ala gives them honor in this world, and those who go against them, they are destroyed completely. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to have taqwa. Yeah, Allah commands all the believers to live with taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. E iman walo, darte raho Allah se. Keep on having the fear of Allah. That is, the fear of the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, don't commit gunas. By your gunas, Allah becomes angry, and be very fearful of the wrath and anger of Allah. If Allah's wrath and anger has to descend on a person, his health will be destroyed, his finances will be destroyed, his family will be destroyed, he won't know whether he's coming or going. So fear, don't displease Allah, and Allah gets displeased by the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Or kaho baat seedhi, and say a straight talk. There are two things which Allah has mentioned which people must be particularly careful of. Their hearts, that is, have taqwa in the hearts. And guard your tongue. That is very, very important. Once a person guards these two things, the rest of the body and his life is also protected. A person must protect his heart and his tongue. It comes in a hadith sharif, every morning, every part of the body tells the tongue, you stay straight, we will stay safe. And if you go crooked, we get punished and we get, come in problems. That, for example, a person with his tongue swears somebody, tells him a bad thing. That person doesn't come and catch his tongue and tell the tongue that you told me this bad thing. He will kick that person or he will slap the person. The other parts of the body suffer because of the tongue. So to learn to use the tongue correctly is absolutely essential. Amongst the constituents of using the tongue correctly, a person must speak very clearly. There must be no ambiguity in his speech. There mustn't be able to be taken out two meanings from what he's trying to say. Many great, great accidents have been caused because somebody said something and the other meaning was taken. There must be no lies in that in the speech. There must be no exaggerations in that speech. There mustn't be concealment of facts. Speak clearly and properly, and that also needs training. And this is what is called tarbiyat and islah, that a person is trained to speak correctly. How many wrong things we speak? One simple treatment. Many people like to just blabber all the time. Anything and everything they're speaking all the time. So a simple solution to that is, at night when a person lies down to sleep, he should think today that what I spoke. I heard this person's feeling. I spoke lies here. I exaggerated there. Make tawbah, istighfar. Istighfar for what we have done. Tawbah, determination not to do it in the future. Just do this for a few days and we'll see that our tongue will come under control. And we must always keep the horse in front of the cart, not the cart or in front of the horse. Many of us are such, we speak afterwards and we say, I shouldn't have said that, or I should have said this also. In other words, we speak before we think. We should think first and then speak. And this is possible. And a person who does that, automatically his speech will go less. He won't just blabber and talk all the time. And that person whose tongue is safe, his whole body is safe, his life is safe. So two main things Allah Ta'ala has stressed. Keep your heart safe, keep your tongue safe. If you do that, yuslih lakum a'malakum. Ke sawarde tumhare waste, tumhare kaam. Your a'mal, your deeds then will be corrected. The actions that will come out from your body, if you control your heart and your tongue, they will be good. They will be then accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ اور بَخَشْدِ تُمْكُ تُمْهَارِ guna. And consequently, Allah will also forgive you all your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ اور جو کوئی کہنے پر چلا اللہ کے اور اس کے رسول کے. And whoever followed the commandments of Allah and his Rasul, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا usne paayi bari murad. That person has attained great felicity and success. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the prescription, the result of success in following two main things, controlling our hearts and controlling our tongue. These are great lessons that are given here. If we will follow them, not just here, but we try and practice on it, we will see the goodness of it in our lives here and the result of it in the akhirat as well. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.